Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwakaoma.
Now the news in detail. The Zambia Environmental Justice Coalition has called on government to reassess and renegotiate all compensation agreements related to the Kafue River toxic spill with the full participation of affected communities. The incident occurred on 18th February 2025 when a tailings dam operated by Sino Metal Bleach Zambia Limited in Chambishi, Copperbelt Province failed, releasing over 50 million litres of acidic effluent into the Mwambashi stream, a tributary of the Kafue River. Speaking at a press briefing, coalition representative Meluli Malisa has expressed concern following an independent testing exercise commissioned by the Embassy of Finland and published on 30th June 2025. He said the findings confirmed the presence of hazardous heavy metals, including lead, arsenic, cadmium, chromium, cobalt and uranium at three sampled sites, namely the tailings dam in Chambishi, the Mwambashi stream and the Kafue River.
The coalition formally requests an urgent meeting with relevant government authorities, including the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, ZEMA, the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit. The purpose would be to discuss immediate responsive measures, community involvement in remediation processes, and to present citizen-driven proposals for long-term environmental governance reform. We believe that inclusive dialogue is essential to rebuilding public trust and ensuring that justice, recovery and accountability are not delayed or denied.
And Italian Ambassador to Zambia Enrico De Agostini has also emphasized the urgent need for stricter enforcement of environmental pollution laws.
What strikes me is that it had to be them to do it and not perhaps somebody from inside Zambia. The other thing that strikes me is that we are here 4.5 months after the disaster starting to have a debate about it. And so thank you very much for doing it today, and we will continue to watch. And we know, as the gentleman was highlighting, there is legislation in Zambia, but what about the enforcement?
Porokoso Member of Parliament Brian Munduwile has dismissed assertions by the UPND that there is no opposition in the country. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Munduwile said Zambians are facing harsh economic conditions, which he believes will significantly influence the outcome of the 2026 general elections. He has urged the UPND administration to withdraw Bill 7 and initiate a new constitutional reform process through broad stakeholder consultation.
The starting point is that Bill 7 is dead. Bill 7 cannot be resurrected. It is dead. It died the moment the Constitutional Court pronounced its judgment on Bill 7. So as we speak now, there is no legal document that is in existence called Bill 7. The process of coming up with that particular bill and the content and everything related and associated to it is now a nullity. So there is nothing called Bill 7.
Meanwhile, Matero Member of Parliament Malva Sampa said the UPND is on track to become a one-term government, claiming it has failed to meet the expectations of the Zambian people.
They are a one-term government. The statistics don't lie. It started with Botswana. They were very arrogant. President Magwese Masisi was very arrogant, dancing all the time, had a lot of cash. And he was going around also singing Kwenyu, Kwenyu. The only way you know people are about to go is when they become arrogant. Whatever an arrogant is, if it came after 10 years, MMD after 20 years, UNDP after 27, then 3 years, Kwenyu, 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 Kwenyu.
The Teaching Council of Zambia has clarified that licensure examinations are not meant for already serving or employed teachers, but specifically targeting newly qualified graduates trained from within and outside the country. Recently, Cabinet approved the Teaching Profession Bill 2025, which among others provides for the administration of licensure examinations for teachers. In a statement, TCZ Registrar Dr. Ebi Mvanga said these examinations will be administered before teacher registration and recruitment. He said it should be appreciated that other newly qualified professionals in the country sit for licensure examinations in their own right, administered by their respective regulatory bodies. Dr. Mvanga said other countries in Africa and beyond administer such examinations for their teachers. Government has launched the Smart Farming for Sustainable Livelihoods project alongside the One Country, One Priority Product Initiative, a four-year program aimed at transforming the horticultural sector. The $3.7 million initiative is funded by the Republic of Korea and is expected to strengthen agricultural productivity and support economic diversification. Speaking at the launch, Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Opiri has described the programs as landmark investments that demonstrate a firm commitment to sustainable development. Mr. Piri explains that the project aims to build resilience and competitiveness in horticulture by promoting climate-smart farming, improving market integration.
Strategic efforts shall be directed towards the development and advancement of the ocean value chain, which has been formally recognized as the priority agricultural commodity. The initiative seeks to unlock the full economic potential of onion production from farm to market by tackling systematic bottlenecks, facilitating innovative approaches and embedding sustainability across the entire chain.
INFAO representative Suze Filippini said with over 80% of Zambians being smallholder farmers, horticulture holds a huge potential for year-round income. Meanwhile, Korean ambassador to Zambia, Jay Park, said that Korea stands ready to offer support and ensure success of the projects being launched.
As we look to the future, I wish to express that we have strong commitment to deepening our collaboration with Zambia and Korea. We are eager to strengthen pilot programs on farming, support also the related value chain, and establish platforms to share knowledge and best practices between our countries. Korea, as a true friend of Zambia, stands ready to offer support to ensure the success of the One Country, One Priority Product Initiative.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economist Trevor Hambai has expressed concern over the low agricultural production despite government's increased budget allocations, including 9.2 billion kwacha in the 2025 budget and an additional 5.6 billion kwacha in the 2025 supplementary budget. In an interview with Hot FM News, Mr. Hambai has noted that most of the funding has gone to the Farmer Input Support Program and commercial farming blocks, but emphasized the need for more investment in irrigation infrastructure to support year-round crop production. He has also called for fairer pricing mechanisms, stressing that smallholder farmers who contribute 80% of the country's agricultural output continue to earn low returns, keeping many in poverty.
In terms of our allocation to the agriculture sector, we have been supporting two areas. The one first area is the FISIP, where we have allocated 9.2 billion in the 2025 budget. The supplementary budget has also indicated an additional 5.6, which is 15 billion. The second one is where we are actually promoting the agricultural farming blocks, which are commercial. The other sector, which is the small scale holder, who produce 80% of our agricultural produce, have not been given sufficient support around the pricing of their goods, is that they are selling their produce at a price that is not economically viable, and this reduces their capacity for them to be able to be lifted out of poverty.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The Namibian government has announced a temporary ban on state funerals.